So I'm Vincent. Christy and I have been coming here for about 7 years now. Further over. Oh. This is a stage. Yeah. So I'm Vincent. Christy and I have been coming here together for about 7 years, and you probably see our three kiddos run around. But this has become a very special part of our life, what we do, even like pretty much exactly what Christy sees in all the effort that she puts into the children's program, enabling that for other people's kiddos, is exactly what we effectively see that we want to do for our kiddos as well, and not imposing upon them, not telling them what they should think and how they should think, but allowing them the framework and the space and the time for that. And it's something that even in the times before we had moved to Raleigh and tried different centers and all the places that we've lived, what we found is such a special place here is that it's communicable. It's places where you can talk. You can meet people like yourself. It's a very special thing. I hope everybody realizes how special of an opportunity you have here. It's very fortunate. And even more fortunate is that you live in a really nice city. You have a lot of opportunities. And it's one of the things that I think we've kind of gotten to a culture where you don't realize sometimes that you're like, yeah, Netflix, I'll pay $10 a month for that. Whatever, Amazon Prime, or even going and splurging for once a week on chocolate chip cookies. That you start being like, yeah, I can afford that, like $10, $20, $30 or whatever it is a month. I don't like being asked for money. It's a very personal thing. I get kind of like uptight about it. Even being asked to speak about asking for money kind of doubles down on that thing. But it is one of those things of like in-kind donations. Like, do I give my time? Sure. If I see some logistics happening or like buying something that needs to happen for an event, that's fine. But even just like monthly, and the monthly thing is one that I'm most comfortable with. And even like listening to WCP Classical, like, yes, I want Classical to stay on the air. I'll give a little bit of money monthly to make sure that happens. Don't ask me about it. Just I'll factor it in. And it kind of gets comfortable. Don't ask me. And that's kind of the way that even with our monthly contributions that we've factored in as a family, as a couple, is that monthly, just it's a part of what we do. If I'm willing to, like, I mean, I don't do Netflix anymore, but it's still...
We get The Economist.
Yeah, we get The Economist. There are certain magazines that are important, like, you factor it in, whether it's monthly or yearly, but still, find that space. It's so important to have the human contact here, and especially when it's fantastic teachings, and we can all bounce those together, and as we're having this safe space to learn and discover, find what that is valuable for you. And me personally, I like the monthly, so I don't have to get asked. But... anyhow, it is pledge season, so do that thing.
And doing something monthly, I'm very controlling of my budget, so I'll factor in, like, okay, so like The Economist, it's $120 a year for that, which means that's $10 a month. And that's the way my mind works, is that I factor in, like, how much am I spending every month on this thing, and how much do I benefit from that? And if they don't balance out, then I adjust and readjust every year. And so I know extra things happening to help us all become more accountable to the center, and like becoming one of those monthly sustainers can just be something that you evaluate. Okay, I come and take teachings, and nobody ever asked me for money for that teaching, but I know I come like, you know, twice a month. Would I pay this much for a yoga class? You know, would I pay this much for a movie? I know, depending on whether you're entertained or you're struggling, you know, when you come. So it depends on how your minds work, but that's how we have fitted into our budget and our life. Yeah.